from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Donnie Football, Jason Mackey in for the Joe Starkey Show this morning, taking you up until 2 o'clock. Going to be talking a lot of Pirates baseball for the next 3.5 hours until we hit 2 o'clock. We'll sneak some football discussion in there. We will talk Steelers for a bit, but it will be a lot of Pirates in the second half of the season, which begins tonight. 6:40 first pitch against the Phillies. Our coverage on the Fan begins at 5:45, all presented by Pella Windows. Right now, we go out to the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. That is where we find head coach of Gardner Webb Baseball, local product, Jim Chester, joining us this morning. Jim, I do have to start before we get to the meat of the conversation. You attended both Teal and Seton Hill. I'm a Westmoreland County native myself, so I have to ask you, Greenville versus Greensburg, what's your pick there?
You're putting me on the spot. I wasn't prepping for this question.
Don't feel pressured just because I said I'm from Westmoreland County.
No pressure. I got to go Greenville. I mean, like, that's, listen, I'm a proud, proud Teal alum, especially the baseball program. Coach Charlie played such a big part in my life and my career that I got to go Greenville. I got to go Greenville.
I'm a little disappointed, Jim.
My apologies.
I'm just saying. Listen,
I was only in Greensburg for 2 years. So, like, you know, listen, and listen, another great experience in my life, man. Coach Marizzoli kills it at Seton Hill. And, I mean, I'm so grateful for that experience. But, like, I don't know. I got to go Greenville. I got to go Greenville.
I was hoping to hear Choice C, McKeesport, Liberty Borough, somewhere, you know, a little more closer to home. But that's all right.
If there was a C, you know what I mean? Like, my dad still lives in Glassport. You know, if anyone's ever been through that area, it's, you know, that's home, and proud to be from there. So if there was a C and it was, you know, Liberty Borough, Glassport, McKeesport, probably be circling that one.
All right, we got to talk some Mason Miller. I do want to get back into some McKeesport Daily News talk. We'll have some fun with that. But what was it like for you watching Mason? I know I was in Texas. You coached him, have a relationship with him. Throw, what was it, 103.6? He's striking out Shohei Ohtani. Just electric stuff, man. Did you get a chance to see it, and just what was your reaction?
Yeah, no, I was dialed in on every pitch. Man, I tell Mason all the time, I was like, dude, I just wish somebody on the East Coast would have drafted you, because these Oakland A games have changed my sleep schedule. Yeah, big time. big time. But, no, I mean, I can't tell you how proud I am of him and what he's accomplished. And I'm just, you know, just so happy that, you know, Gardner Webb and our baseball program could play a small part in what he's become. And, you know, it's, you know, I get the question all the time, like, are you surprised? Did I know he was going to be an MLB All-Star and throw 104 and get the win? No. I had a pretty good feeling that he was going to be a big leaguer. And if he was, he was going to be a successful one. And it's just, what a story. I want to say young man, but what a man. And just couldn't be more proud of him.
Jim, when did you first start to have conversations with Mason? Obviously, both of you with local ties. You went to Sarah. He went to Bethel Park. Then he went to Waynesburg, which I actually crossed over 2 years with Mason there. I graduated in 2018. His first 2 years there, let's be honest, he struggled before he figured out his health issues and his situation with diabetes. And then he just turned into an absolute monster. But talk about some of the early conversations and how everything started to come together for you to get him to Gardner Webb for that COVID season.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I was the head coach at Penn State Greater Allegheny for 7 years on top of spending some time at Seton Hill. And, you know, I cut my teeth in Western Pennsylvania recruiting-wise. I mean, this was back in the day when, you know, I was in my car every night somewhere in Western Pennsylvania at a field and meeting coaches, and I went to a million high school games. Like, this is some old school recruiting stuff. So, you know, I was able to build an unbelievable network and to this day, unbelievable relationships with a lot of people in Western Pennsylvania. But the closest one I had was Coach Joe Rinaldi, was my top assistant at Penn State Greater Allegheny for 7 years, every day. He was there every day with me. And when I left for Lock Haven, he went over and became coach at Bethel Park. And then Tony Fisher was the head coach there. And it's, you know, that's where some of this really started, especially with Coach Joe and being able to get in there. But Adam Jack is the I think he was the AD. I think he has a new title at Waynesburg now.
Yep.
But Adam and I coached against each other when he was at Pitt Greensburg. And then, you know, we played against each other, I believe, back in the day. He was a really good player at Waynesburg. And he sent me a video and said, hey, Jim, like, we got a guy down here throwing 95. And this is in the middle of COVID. And, you know, listen, everybody's playing jokes on each other, this, that going on. I started going, come on, man. come on, dude. That ain't real. Like, you know what I mean? Come on. Like, you know what I mean? I thought he was messing with me. And then, like I said, I've just been blessed to be able to just – I start picking up the phone and fact-checking this thing. And listen, I don't know if anything good came out of COVID, right? I mean, what a time. The craziness. Man, Mason Miller doesn't come to Gardner Webb without COVID. And that was the true blessing out of COVID for us. And that's a short story of, you know, there was all these relationships that tied into Mason with people that he had close relationships with. And they were explaining to him, like, this is your opportunity. Coach Chester, whatever he tells you is going to be real. I mean, there were big players in the mix there, Arkansas, Coastal. I can go down the list. But our opportunity was firm. It was guaranteed. And there was a commitment to allow him to fail. If there was failure, there wasn't much, but if there was failure, there was a commitment to him to allow him to work through it. And man, it really worked out for him, and for sure.
We're chatting with Jim Chester, Gardner Webb head coach, Mason Miller's college coach for one of his years. Jim, something I've always wondered about your connection with Mason and his time there. What did you guys work with Mason on? Like, you know, you said you saw 95. And I know you're probably going to, you know, downplay taking any credit for it, but, like, how did you see Mason improve from the time that you got him to the time that he left?
Well, I think we're the couple things that I think that we played a part in allowing him is again, the number one, we explained, like, listen, you have this role. You're going to be the Friday night starter. Your exposure is going to be consistent. Meaning if you don't have a good outing, you know, we're going to run back with you and do the things we need to do. And, you know, and some of that was true because he was good 99% of the time here, but there were a few, you know what I mean, few moments, and it was just hey, let's get back to work on Tuesday, and you're going to get the ball again Friday. I think from that standpoint, you know, listen, the strength and conditioning component is different at Division I versus Division III. It's no knock on anything. You know, I lived it from coaching and playing and how some of that stuff works out. You know, he got a consistent strength program that was committed to him and his development that, you know, he didn't need force to be there, but it was a more available for him to allow him to grow. And listen, he's just, you know, he was able to eat and go through a nutritional segment that let him put on 20 pounds while he was here. You could just look at his Instagram about the way he developed from Waynesburg to Gardner Webb to the big leagues. And, you know, and there's just a thing like, you know, and again, we could talk all day about Division I players, two, three, you know, I've been at all those levels, but when you're getting Division I players out, when you're pitching against Georgia, you're pitching against, you know, whoever it might be that he did that year, and you're getting them out, your value grows immensely. And that's, I think, the platform that we provided to him to allow him to, you know, maximize his stock, you know, which then led to a third-round draft pick for him. So, you know, again, people ask me all the time, like, oh, my God, was he that good? Was he that good? I was like, you know, he was 97 to 100 with us. And, you know, I wish I had some sprinkle of dust that I put on him to make him throw that hard. Then I would be a millionaire because I'd be selling that somewhere right now. But it's not the case. I just think we provided opportunity, platform, and a few more resources for him to showcase his ability.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
14 starts for Mason in 2021 with Gardner Webb. He was 8-1. The ERA was 3.3, 121 strikeouts in just under 93 innings. It doesn't look like it as much when you look at his numbers, but since you saw Mason Miller every single day, Jim, what kind of learning curve did he have from jumping to Division III, plus really not getting to play in 2020 due to the pandemic? What kind of learning curve did he have going from D3 to D1?
I think a big credit that needs to be given is to our – we had a really offensive team in 21. And we – Mason would – we would pair him against our lineup every weekend of inter-squads. I mean, you guys are familiar with that setup and a lot of people listening that, you know, in the fall, the squad games are really important. We were offensive. If you looked at our numbers from 21 offensively, that was one of, if not the best offensive team I've ever coached. And they really – there was thousands of college at-bats because we had a bunch of COVID guys back. You know, we had a bunch of guys with Division I, JUCO experience, like some grown men in the box. They pushed him. And they would be able to take advantage sometimes of some mistakes. And they really allowed Mason to learn how to adjust to a higher-level college hitter, whether it be pitching backwards, you know, developing fastball command, you know, the third pitch development, just a lot of things to allow him to grow. But, you know, he stepped on campus pretty talented. He's self-made, man. The guys at Waynesburg deserve a lot of credit, obviously. And then he deserves a lot of credit. I mean, he deserves a ton. I mean, he really, really worked hard to get to where he is today.
Donnie, you know what he actually did? Don't listen to Jim, what he's saying. They had video of when Jim faced me in college in the Daily News League, and they showed that to Mason Miller. They're like, here, don't do this. This is what this idiot tried to do against your coach. Don't pitch like this the opposite way.
Hey, Jason,
I caught you.
You know what, brother? You're jarring my memory. I appreciate you saying that because it's funny because things come up and I have friends from college and high school that'll be like, remember this game? And I go, you know how many games I've been involved with since high school? Like I have a tough time remembering stuff. But thank you. Maybe hopefully some of my players are listening. You know, I try to remind them sometimes. You know, I played baseball. You know what I mean? Like I slid into second. You know what I mean?
Baseball,
like,
and you were good. You were very good.
I was
telling Donnie
that.
My first memory of playing against you was at Boston Field in McKeesport. Our Brentwood team and your Sarah team almost fought. And I'm like, wait a second, does this happen all the time? But
anybody that knows me that's listening knows I was a well-behaved gentleman on a baseball field.
Definitely.
That never would have happened.
Yeah.
That never would have happened. Tongue-in-cheek a little bit.
Jim, I got a text before, once I sent the tweet out before the show, and it was just, ask Jim about me in our days of playing together. That text came from Steelers insider Mark Cabali. So I wanted to know if you have any memories of Kaboom on the diamond. I know in Little League he was a masher of the baseball. He was like the Mark McGwire of Bell Vernon Little League.
Well, I mean, listen, my memories, it's amazing. You guys are extremely successful. Jason, you're covering the Pirates with the Post-Gazette. And, like, dude, Mark's covering this. He's on the Pat McAfee show. I'm watching this. You know, Mark, it's, like, unbelievable. Like, but Mark was a legend from the Daily News standpoint. I believe it was his first job out of college was covering the Daily News League. And he would cover these games, and he would stir the pot amongst all these guys that played in this league where, you know, the Daily News League is, man, I don't know if another league in the country plays baseball the way that league played. You know what I mean? I don't know. I feel like I'm well-traveled in this game. I'm not sure I've seen much compared to that league. But he would cover these games, and he'd have all these stories and plots that were going on and put them in the Daily News. And, man, I miss the days of just running to the newsstand to grab the Daily News to see what Mark Cabali wrote about the Daily News League. He's killing it. He's killing it. And listen, Josh Yoey was his right-hand man
Yoey stirred the pot, too. Those two covered the Daily News League like it was the Major League Baseball or the American League or something. It was tremendous.
Everybody grabbed the paper, and then you'd get to the field, and like there's already to be a fight because of these plots that we're getting formed. You know what I mean? We're not even starting the game, and everybody's starting, you know what I mean? And then screaming at the umpire. I mean, dude, I'll tell you something. Jason, we could write a book about the Daily News League. Write a book.
So Cabali asked me in a mailbag today, who was the best Daily News League player you've ever came across? And it was a very easy answer for me. Mike Sikorsky. Nobody ever liked Ski.
You
could have come up with a few.
Yeah, Ski. So Mike and I grew up together. We were still close friends today. And his son's a good player. His son's a pitcher at Hempfield. I got to watch how much I say there so I don't get into trouble NCAA-wise. But his son's a pitcher there and all that stuff. And I'll tell you what, though. There was, I had the blessings to face Chris Peters in the Daily News League. Who pitched in the big leagues for the Pirates.
Lefty.
And was literally released and then played. Jeff Rubensack was an unbelievable player through. And then, I got so many memories. His name's escaping me, but he played for Antonsic. He literally was pitching for the Reading Phillies, okay, like on a Tuesday night and got released. And then Saturday, he walks into Helen Ritchie Field and is pitching against us. And he was, and it's like, what, how is this even, like, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, his name's escaping me right now, who that was, but he was pitching in Double A, like on Tuesday. And then, you know, we're digging in on 95.
It wasn't, you know, Richie, was it? Richie something?
Yeah. Yeah, not Helen Ritchie. Negrette.
Richie, yeah.
No. Yeah, but the game was at Helen Ritchie.
Yes.
In McKeesport. Yeah, where there's half a batter's box, and you're trying to dig in on 95. And listen, the mound probably wasn't even 60 feet then. It was probably 58. You know what I mean? We didn't measure the mounds back at home. You just kind of threw them out there and played. So, no, I mean, I could reminisce about the DNL for a long time. I appreciate you bringing it up.
Jim, I know you wanted a Steeler question in here before we let you go. Do you think Omar is going to go after and get Brandon Ayuk?
I do, and we're going to the Super Bowl. Okay?
They are related.
Listen. It's July, right? Today's July 19th, and everybody's fired up. We're going to the Super Bowl. There's no doubt about it. I'm sitting here. I'm down in Atlanta right now recruiting, and I was telling last night at dinner. I was telling the waitress that, hey, we took your head coach. Well, I guess they kind of gave us their head coach, the Falcons, and I said he's going to lead us to 35 points a game, and we're going to play in a Super Bowl. Like, we are going to the Super Bowl this year. I'm telling you, you heard it here. The Steelers
Sir,
are going
I just wanted to know
Bowl.
If you wanted an appetizer.
No, listen, any opening I get to support the Steelers, is I'm there, brother. And listen, Pirates are going to make a second half. I'm telling you, man. There's some really good things coming down the line here for Pittsburgh sports. No doubt about it.
Jim Chester, head coach, Gardner Webb Baseball. He was Mason Miller's head coach in 2021, the local product, a Major League Baseball All-Star this year with the Oakland A's. Jim, thanks so much for taking the time.
No, you guys are the best, man. A big fan here, always listening. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you, Jim.
Take care.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.